This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The Supreme Court ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade is not one most Americans support, according to recent polling. The AP's Julie Walker.
Polls following the leaked draft of the opinion show approval of the court, which was already suffering, slumped even further, driven by those who supported a constitutional protection for the right to abortion. Public opinion on abortion is nuanced, but polling shows broad support for Roe and abortion rights. 70% of U.S. adults said in a May AP NORC poll that the Supreme Court should not overturn Roe. Only 8% said abortion should be illegal in all cases, but many Americans support some restrictions.
There'll be a NATO summit later this week in Madrid. The 30 allies are expected to agree on more support for Ukraine and its war against Russia. This morning, the NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said he thinks allies will make it clear that they consider Russia the most direct threat to security. He says NATO will boost the size of its rapid reaction force eightfold. The G7 leaders meeting in Germany heard from Ukraine's President Zelensky this morning by video link. His top request was for more air defense systems, says White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
His desire to get additional air defense capabilities that could shoot down Russian missiles out of the sky. So the president was able to be positively responsive to him on that.
American basketball star Brittany Griner appeared in a Russian court today for a preliminary hearing ahead of her trial on cannabis possession charges. Trial date set for July 1st. Britain's Queen Elizabeth, who's cut back on public appearances recently because of her health, popped up in Scotland this morning to open a week of traditional events there. Frustrated air travelers are dealing with thousands more delays and cancellations today. This is AP News. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has word of the BET Awards.
The BET Awards were held last night in Los Angeles, and a lot of attention was given to last week's Supreme Court ruling on abortion. At times, the BET Awards ceremony seemed more like a protest rally against the High Court's ruling last week to take away most abortion rights. Janelle Monáe used both a profane word and a profane gesture toward the court for its ruling after she presented the award for Best Female R&B Pop Singer. The winner, Jasmine Sullivan, also criticized the decision. She called on men to join women in the fight to restore abortion rights, noting that men are often the ones who benefit from a woman's decision to end a pregnancy. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Stocks opened up this morning. Everything was in the green, though just slightly up soon after the bell. Then everything went down a little bit. The stock market. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.